This young Mac Horton, the Australian swimmer, they're going after him, of course, and there are people attacking him simply because he's been a lone voice in relation to drug cheats. And the reality is he's now under siege and all sorts of terrible things being said about him on social media. And his Instagram page has been flooded with threats towards his family and long-time girlfriend. And the Fiend are going to send him a letter because the young man stood by his beliefs and he believes he shouldn't, as does Susie O'Neill and others, shouldn't be swimming alongside someone who's been convicted of drug taking. I should make the point about this young man. He's got some brains. He went in Melbourne to Caulfield Grammar. He studied commerce at La Trobe University. He's now working as an analyst for the Commonwealth Bank. He's not stupid. He's short-sighted. As you see, he's always got glasses on. He needs to wear thick prescription glasses and even goggles in the pool. Without them, he can barely see the hands in front of his face. He was a late bloomer to swimming, starting at the age of 10. His parents took him to swimming to help overcome his fear of water. He won the gold medal in the 400 freestyle at Rio in the Olympics, beating that same Chinese swimmer, Sun Yang. He swam 3:41.55, Yang 3:41.68. The pair have shared a rivalry for several years, with Horton claiming that Yang shouldn't be allowed to compete due to his drug ban. He once said, "Sun Yang pees purple." Yang is now facing a second drug ban for smashing a blood vial, preventing drug testers from taking the vial. And after losing the 400 freestyle at the World Championships, Mac Horton made a statement. He chose not to stand on the podium alongside Yang. Asked about his protest, Mac Horton said, "Sun Yang's actions and how this has been handled speaks louder than anything I could say. He's bright. He knows what he's talking about." And so the showdown with Sun Yang will be on again tonight in the final of the 200 freestyle. Kyle Chalmers hasn't qualified, but the young man from Hurston, right on the top of the city of Brisbane, very, very gifted, 21-year-old, Clyde Lewis, swam in lane one, which is way out there, almost out of the pool last night, and went like the hammers of hell and swam a 200 freestyle time that only Ian Thorpe has beaten. He was the fastest qualifier. So it'll be interesting to see what happens tonight. They're back in the pool again. It's very, very controversial.